Thank you very much for coming. My name is Darren from HJ Tax. I'm a tax advisor, and this is?
My name is Michael Dai. I'm a U.S. immigration lawyer, and we're based primarily in California. We have an office here in Dubai as well. I'm back and forth every month, and so we handle all U.S. immigration.
And then our team would help with pre-immigration tax planning, and then once you actually make the move, compliance to actually doing the tax returns in the U.S. and any other jurisdictions to which you may be exposed. And so we do work with clients on pre-immigration tax planning. Typically, that process would involve the client coming to us with a spreadsheet, and for many clients, it's the first time they're doing it, where they're identifying all of their assets, and that you're getting it all in one spot. And thereafter, we go through, it's line by line, understanding the nature of the investment, the nature of the asset, and what the tax implications may be. Sometimes it may just be someone with artwork, wine collections, some sort of rare violin that's worth a whole lot of money. In some situations, there are no tax implications to just holding on to it. But if there's a liquidity event, if you sell it, then the capital gains will all be taxable to the U.S. So we just talk through each asset class and what the implications may be. If it is that you as the potential taxpayer, if you're okay with that, thumbs up, just leave it as is. If you're not okay with that, then we can look at options. It's unlikely in many cases that we can get it to zero, but there are ways where we can minimize the burden. But the first thing people ask because of movies, right? They're going to ask me about a trust, because every movie involves, with international fund flows, involves a trust. It's rare that a trust structure works because of how much in advance it needs to be planned. It needs to be put in place years in advance. And the trust deed and the documentation around the trust and the structure needs to be very particular. The IRS, they clued on to that decades ago, right? The bottom line is a trust, especially by the time someone comes to us, by referral from Mike or someone else, that their move to the U.S. may be imminent. It's like in the next year or so, and it's too late for structures like that. But there are options, but it's rare that a trust or foundation is going to relieve them of the responsibilities. But there are measures that we could put in place to minimize the pain.